trust than those who use social media less often. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Wine Institute reports that last month's deadly wildfires in California's famed wine country destroyed or heavily damaged 10 of the 1,200 wineries in Sonoma, Napa, and Mendocino. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 5 minutes and 50 seconds after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 14th of November, 2017. No matter what I wrote down there, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. And we are. We're both. We're streaming and screaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
For those of you in our radio audience just joining us this morning, there is a story behind Carl's relative peckishness, which will be explained during the course of the program.
Oh, yeah. I'm into part D.
Oh, man. Mostly sunny skies today, then clouds move in tonight, and rain is the story of the day tomorrow.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, excuse me. I get all choked up because
you know, it sounds like you sound like a cat getting ready to hurl a fur ball.
Why do these things happen when the mic is open is what I want to know. Anyway, 100% chance of rain tomorrow. That tapers off. We'll see sunny skies Friday and Friday night. Cool temperatures, though, as we get into the weekend. We will see overnight lows in the 30s. In downtown Reading, so and surrounding areas, so it's time to cover the plants and make sure the hoses are drained and all that good stuff. Currently in Reading, we have 45 degrees, and again, today's high will be around 60. This report...
Is that you or me?
That would be you, sir. Carl's computer...
What is it doing that for, though?
It sounds like an autoplay video.
It is, but it's not on mine. I mean, well, okay, maybe it was. You know what? It all started.
Before we were so rudely interrupted, this report is brought to you. Here we go, folks. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. I just saw Chuck Kenny Saturday. I'll talk a little bit about that. Good morning, everybody. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm going to get into part two of what happens when you have a stolen wallet because you're too stupid to bring it inside the house and you forget to lock your truck one time. I want to talk about Veterans Home and Veterans Day. I was asked to speak at the Veterans Home. And, you talk about a group of heroes. There they are. World War II, Korea, Vietnam.
The greatest generation.
Greatest generation, right? So they've asked Linda to sing the national anthem, and they asked me to speak. And they did say, you know, I've been to other places. It was Thursday. It was funny. I started off the Veterans Day events with, Bob, why are you doing that?
Because the KCNR website is down, and I'm trying to find out why.
Mine's up. I mean, isn't it? That's it right there. That's
there finally came up.
Well, that's KCNR right there.
I may have to reboot my main computer here. Interesting.
Okay.
Well, I was worried that we were down.
We were off the air. No, I think we're here. Anyway, so, you know, I talked a little bit about it Friday. But I went to the middle school down in Corning. I was invited to speak down there in front of 400-something kids, 6th through 8th grade. And we had a great time. Kids were very well-behaved. I was very well-behaved. You know, I taught them how to say, "Ugh!" You know, and they were ooh-on during the show, and I'd point at them, and they'd ooh-rah. But these are kids that come from the agricultural areas, and they have they come from the agricultural areas, and So a lot of their families are in the military. A lot of them are in the military. So the they had questions. They had questions about the military. They had questions about a lot of things. So and then Saturday, I was there at the veterans' home and talked to them for 5 minutes. He's scheduled for 7:30, Bob. Oh no, we got him scheduled for now.
One of my favorite people of all time in this business. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, Stan Statham just walked in here, but we'll get to him in just a second. So at the veterans' home, it was just you got to talking to this lady was 100 years old there, a veteran, and and it was just a great time, Veterans Day, from 12 year olds to 100 year olds during that time frame. It was an honor. Okay. Stolen Wallet Part 2?
The saga continues.
I'll get into that in a little while. But Stolen Wallet Part 2. Now, of course, after you lose your wallet, everything that, you become a non-person at this point. So I looked at my priorities. So the first thing I did was go down to the sheriff's office to get a replacement for my CCW. Of course, while I'm there, I run into second in command, the executive guy, Eric.
The undersheriff?
The undersheriff, who proceeded to tease me up to a point, but then he had his car broken into years ago, so he understands. But then while I'm sitting there waiting for the paperwork to be done, I get a phone call from Sheriff Pasinko, who then proceeds to talk to me and tell me, you should keep your truck locked up. Thank you, Sheriff.
Paletti gets wind of this. He will be on the phone with you.
No, he's probably. I'm waiting for the phone call now. And then he's, he's teasing me about it. Linda's laughing and all this. Now, here's a good thing, is because when I went up to pick up, walked up to the window to get it, she says, I can't find your driver's license. Did I give it back to you? And I just looked at her and I said, my wallet was stolen. She goes, oh, okay, Carl, I'm sorry. And she hands you my concealed carry permit. They've got all that stuff in there. And then my next-door neighbor across the street, who, by the way, his significant other walked up and down the street, my street yesterday. And did she find my wallet? No. What did she find? She found a passport that belonged to somebody else on the street who had been mailed to them, and it had been stolen from their mailbox. And they just threw it on the ground, which is what I was hoping they were going to do with my wallet. Now, today, DMV and let's see what else. DMV, VA, and I got to get down to Beale to get an ID card. So, because I have nothing with my face on it, and it's going to take the DMV, probably, a week or so. They'll give me a temporary, but it's got no photo on it.
Can't cash a check or use a credit card.
Can't do that. So I've got to go down to Bank of Commerce, and they're issuing me a card today. I mean, they do it immediately. And Five Star Bank is leaping through their grommets to get me one here by Thursday, because they have to come from someplace else. Yeah, those kind of things. But I still don't have anything with my face on it, so I have to carry around my passport.
And, of course, beyond the cash that was lost along with the wallet, the financial outlay you have to go through in this aftermath is adding up quickly.
And then Sheriff Pasinko called me again. I said, he's going to beat me up again. No. What it was he was calling me and says, hey, by the way, if they've got your ID, they can steal your identity. Because they've got your ID, they've got, all that stuff. So I call. And this isn't a commercial form, but it is a commercial form. It's LifeLock. I called LifeLock up yesterday. And LifeLock, for $280 for the premier package, and plus they gave me a 15% discount for being a veteran in a free month, is they will take care of all that. They will protect my identity. They will have $1 million to cover anything like that. They will call me immediately or text me immediately if anybody trying to open up new accounts or all that.
How's it feel that some teenage Russian kid has your entire life in his hands?
God, you're right. You know what? They probably scanned it and sent it over there. And right now I've opened up.
There's a huge market.
Right now I've opened up a brothel in Malaysia.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know it.
Huge market for this stuff.
What's a brothel?
A brothel. That's where the Democrats have. That's where Democrats meet to vote on
that's
things down
in
Sacramento.
Yeah.
You know what? Might as well be. Anyway,
the process is similar.
I know. I mean, somebody's getting. You know what? Somebody's getting screwed down there, and if it's not them, it's us.
Welcome to the AB 109 effect.
There we go. Oh, that's what's. Oh, you just wrote that in there.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. And I'm sorry I'm whinging on this, but I'm just telling you here. If it happens, these are all the things you have to do after. So keep your wallet in your pocket, and make sure you know where it is, and it comes in with you, and lock your cars up. And you know, you might think about LifeLock because you know. Oh, here's the other thing. You have money, and they get stolen. They replace it. They replace the money in your wallet.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of interesting. It may be up to a certain amount. You had $12,000 in that wallet. No. So, okay. All right. We're going to take a break. A couple other things is the Sheridan Hotel has a job fair and going on right now. We're going to take a break and come back with Stan Statham.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, 19 minutes after the hour, right here in the studios of Free Fire Media. Downtown Reading, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care that's the best around, then it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Short-term, long-term, makes no difference. You're going to get great, great, great service and care for your loved ones. Give her a call, 226-8350. I'm here with a statesman from the old days, Stan Statham. He's been in the assembly. He was you've written a book with a foreword by Willie Brown, who said he did his best to prevent your election in 1976.
That's right.
It did not work. And that was a mistake I acknowledge. Stan brought a voice of independence and change to the legislature. Well, that's cool.
Well, you know, I was a very independent Republican, so they couldn't depend on me 100%, but the Democrats couldn't depend on me at all. And so I actually did get a couple of handles, I guess, because I represented Modoc County, and some of the members of the Assembly used to call me the Maverick from Modoc. And then another handle I got was Gang of One, because occasionally I would actually be the only one of 80 members that would vote no, and 79 would vote aye. And so, you know, you just have to stand up and do some things that are right. I mean, it's a matter of Sacramento's problem. Biggest problem is mathematics, you know, balancing the budget. I mean, I realize it's complicated, but it's not. You just don't have to get into higher math. You don't spend more than you take in. You have to operate like Carl and Linda.
Yeah. Gee, I wish it was like that. No, but you're right. It's and your name of your book is Reclaim California. And
well, you know, at first I had named that book tentatively Divide California because, as you see, it promotes at least two Californias because we're
right.
So massive. But then Divide California I was born in California and I'll die in California, so it sounded kind of negative. The reason I chose Reclaim California is because back in the 1700s and 1800s, there was something called the Gold Rush. And so people would come out to California, stake a claim, find some gold, and be rich and be the American success story. Well, with all the regulation and all the welfare and all the taxes and things coming out of Sacramento, Carl, it's time to reclaim California.
Okay, well, how do we do this?
Well, actually, it's like the state of Jefferson are one of the best analogies I think of because, you know, part of Oregon and part of California for 75 years have tried to create their own state because here we are. You know, Carl, you and Linda live in the back 40. I mean, I realize Redding's the most important population center between Sacramento and the state of Oregon, but how can you survive without Los Angeles and San Francisco? Frankly, I think the answer to that is you can survive not only very well, but much better because you won't have all of the crime and welfare problems and regulations that exist because California is actually owned and operated. It's a thing I say from time to time, especially on a radio talk show. California and Hawaii, those two states in America, they're kind of owned and operated by the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that has nothing to do with the Bill of Rights or Declaration of Independence. And so with the map that you see on the front of the book there, that division of California puts the Democrats mostly on the coast and the Republicans mostly inland. And so that would change California into a Democrat or a Republican state. It'd go either way. But now, you know, Jerry Brown will probably be governor for several centuries.
Well, he's only 90-something.
The
thing about this is the whole thing is representation. I mean, that's the bottom line. If we had fair representation in the state, then, you know, where we could fight back on certain things, we weren't being, you know, totally overwhelmed. That's one thing, but that's not happening. The fact is that you've got the coast is controlling the whole state, as it does in Oregon and Washington State. They have the same problems that we do.
Yes.
Hey, Bob, would you mind closing that door? There's a lot of people walking through here, buddy. There's so many other. And as they walk by, they just take my train of thought. Just,
oh, yeah.
Just
and it happens
right
to me a lot.
There with them. No, but when you have them making those decisions on more conservative, more middle-of-the-road people, now we're living by those things because there's no way to stop it. No matter how good the one person we elect is, as we elected with you and, you know, Brian Daly and
a good guy.
A good guy, and he's doing his best. But, I mean, it comes down just strictly to numbers.
Well, as you look at that icon, that map that I put on the front of the book,
The green, pardon me, there is no green. The Democrats in the blue state, and as a matter of fact, I hate the fact that when we go have elections in America now, we talk about blue states and red states. There's no such thing. You know, there are swing states, and I want to make sure that California was no longer a swing state. It could go either way. And now it is owned and operated by the Democrats, and it's very difficult. And matter of fact, my wife works for the California Assembly Republicans, works for Brian Dulley and several other people, and mm-hmm. that's where she's working this morning.
Well, Stan, tell me how you would do this in your idea.
Well, when I'm going to distribute the book to many members of the California legislature, and I'm about to give a copy of the book personally to Brian, and because the book analyzes the population and the division of California so it's more equal. Matter of fact, one of the reasons that California should go into two or more states is because California has more citizens, more population, than the entire nation of Canada. And just one more, I've got a dozen examples in the book. You've probably heard of the country of Afghanistan. We have more people in California than the entire nation of Afghanistan. So we are a nation state, not just a state, and so we should have more representation back in Washington, D.C. And now we've got two different movements underway. They contact me regularly for the state of Jefferson. One of them wants about 18 counties, and the other wants about 21 counties, and some of them are trying to take it to the United Supreme Court, or others are trying to find another legislator, like myself that was in Sacramento, that would begin to go to a division of California, which would create smaller and better functioning Californias than the California is today.
Well, I think that when you reach that point where it's when it's too
people have to get frustrated, you know.
Yeah,
like
it's,
you,
it's
Carl,
too big. And, yeah. It's too big, and so it's either got to be that you have to have equality, and you can't just have one side, because if you do, then people start moving out as they have, businesses start moving out as they have. You've got a group of people who are pandering to their constituents that are inner city, or not just inner city, but very urban, and it has nothing to do with the reality of what everybody east of the I-5 lives like.
No, you're right, and you know, people think the word compromise is a dirty word.
It's not
because,
it's not.
Frankly, Carl and Linda have to find somewhere in the middle so they can agree on everything and be of great help to each other. Let me tell you a personal story I had, because I voted for Governor Pete Wilson when he came to the California legislature, and Pete and I became very good friends. But then all of a sudden, even though he was a moderate Republican, I said, well, he's a middle ground Republican, so that sounds good to me. Then all of a sudden, he needed more money. And so he was looking around to find, I think, about $3 billion to balance his first budget.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't find it. And I wasn't voting for the state budget that year. And finally, I'm sitting on the assembly floor all by myself, and the sergeant, the people that serve us down there in the assembly, came up and said, Mr. Statham, the governor's on line two for you. And I said, well, where's line two? Oh, just out there. There are four phone booths just off the assembly floor. So I went out and I picked up the phone, and I said, good morning, Governor. He said, Stan, we need your vote today. We can't wait anymore. We need it now. You have to vote today. I said, well, Governor, I have one problem maybe you can help me with. And I was surprised at his reaction. He said, well, what's that? I said, well, I'm going to talk to the Red Bluff Rotary Club in just a couple of hours. And I can't answer a question that I know I'll be asked, because I know you're trying to create an additional few billion dollars worth of taxes to balance the budget. If I vote for that, what did we, you and I, what did we get in return for those additional billions of dollars? And suddenly, Pete Wilson's voice said on the phone, Stan, do what you have to do. Bzzz. And he just actually hung up on me. So we didn't talk for about a year and a half. Because everybody that goes down there runs into the same problem. We have wall of debt.
Did it pass?
Eventually, you know, they find somebody else that is squishy to vote for it. Because, you know, there's one thing when you're a member of the California legislature. I always referred to it as the board of directors of the state of California. They can never take away your vote because, you know, Carl and Linda and other good people put me in office. And so no matter who the governor is, I had great problems with the guy used to be an assemblyman named Gray Davis. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Matter of fact, I asked him to write 2,000 words for my book on reclaiming California, because if anybody knows something about government in California, Gray does. I mean, he's very liberal, but I said, well, maybe he can get his frustrations out. I said, so I drove all the way to Los Angeles, where he's with Loeb and Loeb attorneys, 46 attorneys now, overlooking a big golf course in Los Angeles. And so I said, Gray, would you give me 2,000 words for my book? And he said, what would you like me to write? I said, you can write anything you want, because you should know a California government by now. He said, well, I don't quite understand why you let... I said, Gray, I will print it verbatim. He said, why would you? Because I know you're very independent. You've always been independent. I said, well, because it is, in fact, my book. I promise I will print every word the way you write it in the book verbatim. But then here's my good news. I get to write all the words before what you write and after what you write. And so I'll get to spin this to what I think is the most accurate. And he said, well, send me a few suggestions of what you'd like me to say in my 2,000 words. And I never heard from him again. I know I have his email address, lobanobe.com and so forth. And so I sent him a short suggestion, just a draft of what he might change and give back to me. Never heard from him. And then I'd send him a couple of emails saying, I don't understand it. You know, I had a friendly conversation with you in Los Angeles. And why are you afraid again? Why were you recalled? I mean, it's just, yeah, I got angry. Well, I didn't get mad, Carl. I got angry. People don't get mad. They just try to get even.
I'm here with Stan Statham. And Stan's got a book. Now, how do people get your book?
Well, there's a bunch of copies standing by right now at Barnes & Noble on Churn Creek Road, or they can simply go on their handy-dandy computer to Amazon.com and either type in my name or type in Reclaim California under books, and it'll pop right up.
And I've got my book.
Yes.
So, anyway, I'm, you know, Stan Statham has been in, not only been in media and, you know, but also an elected official. And he's fighting for the rights of people here in California. And he's right. We need to do something. And if it takes two states, and you know, let's just do it. Time's come for 51. Yeah. Or, at the very least, fair representation.
You know, another example I use from time to time, an analogy, is so we're all Americans. And when the particular television show was on the air, actually, I can think of two of them, The Brady Bunch and Eight Is Enough. Well, you know, they were funny shows. In real life, The Brady Bunch wasn't funny at all. It's too many darn kids. And so California, it's not funny. There's just too many people, and they're all trying to do the same thing. That is not a formula that works.
There we go. We're going to end it on that one. Stan Statham. You can get the book down here at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com,
yeah.
Just by saying Reclaim California or Stan Statham.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Stan. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. And they have remodeled, but they still have that great, great walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Really, really, really treat the veterans great there. We'll be right back.
Give the pass a slip. Step around.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Twin River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 23rd. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11 and children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
And now, back to our show.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 14th of November. 45 degrees, going up to 60 today. It shouldn't rain too much today, but tomorrow, stand by for more rain. Did it rain hard last night or what? My gosh, it was just, it was torrential. Hey, this portion of the show is by somebody I should have had standing outside my truck, North State Security. North State Security, these guys have been around since 1968. It's the largest firm north of Sacramento. They've got over 140 officers, over 200 clients. They have more people on the road than at any time than the police and the sheriffs do combined. Now think about that. These officers are trained not only to do the right thing in the law, but they're also trained on how to defuse situations. So they come in there, you can be armed or unarmed, but they're there to defuse the situations, to be there on time, and they have a special program where they guarantee you'll have somebody there in 8 minutes. Think about it. Somebody comes in to the Cascade Theater and is being rowdy, and you call them in 8 minutes, they've got a team that's there to get them out of there. I'm talking about Cascade because Jenna's here. Good morning. I'm using you as part of my commercial. But think about that. They're also always looking for some good men and women out there to join the team. Give them a call, 243-0295 North State Security. I am here with Jenna Laird Puchinski. Am I even close?
Puchinski.
No, okay. I'm not even close.
Pulcini.
Pulcini. Okay.
Pulcini.
I had the pull part. Pulcini. Gosh, what can I say? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on this morning.
Wow, it was just like, whoop, you're here.
We're here.
I had an opening right there. And who did you bring with you?
I brought a couple cast members with me today. I have Jacob McDuffie and Michaela Duarte.
Okay. Now, you two have both been here before. No. Jacob's been here, but you haven't.
No, I haven't.
So you tell me, okay, what's your name again?
My name's Michaela.
Michaela, okay. Now, they're here because?
They're in Cascade Christmas, which opens the day after Thanksgiving, and we are in full swing right now with tech. So they were at the theater late last night, and they're here early this morning, so they are super dedicated.
Do you two have lives?
No.
It's pretty much just theater.
Yeah, I know you. I know you're, I mean, that's what you do now. But you, Michaela, I mean, aren't you supposed to be in school or something?
No, I have school at 9:30.
9:30. What, are you in advanced classes that you only go from 9:30 to 10?
No, one of my classes was canceled today, so maybe I'll take a nap.
So where do you go to school at?
I go to Shasta College.
Oh, come on. I thought she was going to say Shasta High School.
She has that baby face.
At least you do. You do. Okay, so you're a college student then. All right. So, well, is this going to be another slam, bam, great one like you always put on?
The show is, I mean, every year it's different. So, yeah, we have new costumes, new dance numbers, new songs, new choreography, new illusions and magic. I mean, everything this year is different. So, yeah, absolutely. A couple fun parts about our show this year that's completely different, something we've never done before in the past 13 years, is we feature a 3D video that helps with the transition during the show. And so all patrons that come actually get to receive a pair of 3D glasses that are sponsored by Riverside Eye Care Professionals. And within the first 5 minutes of the show, you witness and view a little 3D video, and then there's actually magic in the show this year, and Jacob plays, these are two of our featured singers for the show, so, yeah.
Well, 3D and everything, well, you know what, what they didn't steal out of my truck was my 3D glasses.
Well, there you go.
You just happen to have a pair of 3D glasses in your truck.
Sure.
Doesn't everybody?
Wait a minute. I'm not sure they're 3D glasses. They're kind of new. No, you know what? Come to think of it.
They're just your reading glasses.
No, it's not that. It was when you look at the solar.
Oh, the solar glasses.
The solar glasses. Come to think of it. That's what they are. The solar glasses. Yeah, but I do have 12 pairs of 3D glasses I just take from the theater every time. I figure it's part of the admission. that I will sell to people that night. Okay, I'm okay. It's just, I'm really still upset about this damn wallet. Can you believe that somebody is out there right now pretending to be me, probably? It's probably working. You know, they're going in and opening up bank accounts and stuff.
They're
going
to buy tickets for Cascade Christmas with your
okay.
credit card.
Okay, now let's talk about that. How do we get to Cascade Christmas?
You can purchase tickets online at cascadetheater.org, or you can call the box office at 243-8877.
Okay, now, tell me what part you play, buddy.
So, I'm a singer ensemble, okay. And this is actually my first year in Cascade Christmas.
And you've been here before.
Yeah.
And for what?
I was here a few months ago at Shasta College.
Okay,
yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
You love this thing, don't you?
I love theater in general, and there's a lot more theater in Reading than I think people realize. And every theater, you know, has something new to offer. So.
I absolutely believe that, you know, that people, because... Janet, you are you're just busting it over there at Cascade, and you have since I've lived here. You've had great, great shows over there. I mean, ones that, I mean, I'm just like, I would have paid big bucks to go see the Rock of Ages someplace. I mean,
I saw it twice.
It was that good. Yeah. And then in your Cascade Christmas, I mean, you should take these on the show, on the road.
We just might.
I mean, I don't know if you can or not, but why not? Take it up to Oregon.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I mean, I think it'd be great to do something like that. Okay, so you're an ensemble singer.
Yeah.
And what about you, Maya?
I'm the same thing. We both are in, like, pretty much every song, but a lot of the songs. But we have a bunch of different characters because we're in so many different songs.
So you play different characters in those songs. Do you have a lot of costume changes?
Yeah, it's a lot of doubling. You know, you'll be a father in this scene, and then the next scene, I'm a blind mouse. and then the scene after that, I'm a snow skater, you know, and this show, one of the things that amazes me when I saw it last year is the show moves so fast. You know, you're always wowed by something on stage. There's never a moment where you're like, okay, come on. You're like this over here. Wow, that's amazing. And then right back into the next scene, you know.
Well, you know, the thing, you know, that I always notice is everybody on the stage is, they're involved.
Oh, yeah.
There is nobody that's kind of like looking around the room. I mean, even if they are in the back row, their little faces or their big faces are out. They're just looking in.
Everybody's engaged.
Everybody. I mean, I noticed that with Bob Korlach one time, that this was, it wasn't a lot of people, and there's Bob's playing his old minor. And the part had nothing to do with him, but there's Bob looking like his eyes are just fixated on what's happening, and he's just like there. But that's all of your people. It's the kids. That's everybody is involved in this, in your musical thing. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where do you go from here? Where do you two go from here? I mean, there is a lot of great theater here.
Yeah.
So where do you go from here?
I'll be in Oliver. So we end Cascade Christmas, and then we have a 5-week break, and then we start rehearsals for Oliver at the Cascade Theater.
What part do you play?
I'm in the singer ensemble.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about you?
I'm doing props for Oliver.
Okay.
So I'll be involved in that as well.
All right. But, I mean, as you all grow older.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, I talked to you a little bit about it last time I was here. But I'm, you know, in this period now in my life where, you know, life and responsibility has to take the wheel. And, focus on, I'm trying to focus on transferring to Chico. Uh-huh. And I really credit, you know, Cascade and all the other theaters in Reading that have helped me to kind of open this doorway for me.
Okay. So you want to continue with this in your life?
Oh, yeah.
And Michaela?
I'm hopefully transferring to UCLA to study, like, educational psychology. So this is kind of like a side thing for me, but it's also like a passionate thing for me. It's something that, like, really stress and all that kind of stuff.
Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you've got something that this is something you really want to do. This is your profession, but you love entertaining so much that this in community theater just gives you that outlet right there. Because, you know, it's like you say, it's sometimes we have to, you know, grow up and take responsibilities and, you know, do things that, you know, to give ourselves a living and all that. And maybe, I think, you know, when you look at a lot of people, they had, you know, they're waiting tables, they were painting houses, they were, you know, they were doing all these things until something happened. So, but it gives, I think, gives a great outlet. And people like Jana here are, you're so professional. So your people are professional. It's, do you think it's going to be easier to step up to that next level?
Oh, yeah.
With the training you've had here?
Yes, definitely. That's one of the things, and I feel like a broken record.
I definitely will
credit, the theaters here in Reading for helping me grow and helping me learn so I can move on.
Cool.
Yeah.
Look at you. How many people have you pushed out of the nest?
Oh, gosh. I mean, this is our 13th year with Cascade Christmas. And imagine each cast has about 40 people. That's just Cascade Christmas. And then our spring musicals, again, another cast of about 40. And
that's just musicals.
I mean, that's just musicals.
So how many of your... I mean, do you ever just kind of, like, go back over in your head and say, gosh, you know, this... Okay, you know, those kids are down at UCLA, or they graduate from USC, or they're part of a dance, are they part of an ensemble in New York? Does that ever?
Yeah, so several of our dancers have moved on to Disney, and they dance in the Sensational Parades, and a couple of our instructors have worked for Disney, both in Japan and in L.A. Several of them have been on tour with Kathy Rigby for Peter Pan. One of our instructors also that comes and gives us workshops does the Frozen show at Disney. And, I mean, a lot of our dancers from here have gone – a lot of our performers from here have gone on and at least have tools, and they have a level of professionalism, and they have a level of expectation and dedication that they're able to take on and utilize in bigger ponds.
Well, you know, we're here talking about Cascade Christmas, so how can people get tickets one more time?
They can call the Cascade Theater box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Well, we're not going to be able to be there for the opening night because we'll be in the airplane. And but we are going to be there as soon as possible after that. I wouldn't miss it. You know, I don't usually go to plays, but I have not. I haven't missed.
He hasn't missed one yet.
I haven't missed one yet, and the other ones are just spectacular too. We've got a gem right here at the Cascade Theater, and we have great people that do really good work. So do yourself a favor and come on out. Give Cascade Theater a call or go online and buy tickets for this. All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hop-in restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Cascade Christmas is coming soon. An all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mundebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Right on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. You know, you're looking for a place that, you know, it's got a swimming pool. It's going to be cold. So you want a heated swimming pool. Well, this is a saltwater swimming pool. You want a place to be able to work out and get sweaty but not get wet from rain all over you. This is a place. Total professionals in there. Absolutely fabulously clean. Every machine you can think of plus all the free weights. They have it all. They have classes. They have yoga. They have spinning. It's all there with Rich Novelli. Head on down there. Tell them Carl Linda sent you. Get a free workout there. Take a look at it. See how you like it. And then I know you're going to sign up. Wellgate Sports Club. Okay. You know, I got Doug Wright in here early. He goes, wait a minute. I'm drinking coffee here. Wait a minute. I'm not on the clock yet. I am not on the clock yet.
I'm always on the clock.
Okay. Army is lowering the bar to enlist. Now, I didn't know this, but 8 years ago, you could get waivers to enlist in the Army if you were... You had a history of mental illness or cutting biting yourself or bruising yourself. I didn't know that. 8 years ago, up until 8 years ago, there were waivers for this. And then under the Obama administration, the number of suicides just skyrocketed, so they cut that out. Because cutting is like a stepping stone to suicide. This is what psychologists say. That's not what I'm saying, psychologists say. The kids with bipolar, depression, these are ones that are, have been diagnosed and they've been treated for. So you ask yourself, where are we going with this thing? Well, there's some, and so when I read that, that's a very much a provocative headline. So there must be more to this. And then I found out that up until 8 years ago, they could ask for waivers. Now, those waivers aren't granted in every case. But see, if it's been treated, and in some cases it may have been a kid, in his adolescence and early teens that went through something. But it's been gone for, a decade and no problems. Others of them, if they can see all of their medical background and medical history, they can make a decision on this. I still have a problem with it.
Yeah, I agree. But I think that, I didn't serve. I don't know, really what is involved in that. But, being on the battlefield, as you were, Carl, that's a very stressful environment, which could re-trigger past experiences.
It did. It was re-triggered when I lost my wallet. I wanted to go on a search and destroy mission. And I really didn't care if it was the same one, because I know that they're all out there doing the same thing. So there's probably going to be collateral damage, too. But I really, frankly, didn't care at that point. Anyway, but going back to this, here's the thing is, we have a lot of people with post-traumatic stress disorder. And if you've ever listened to me, you would hear me say, oh, yeah, they get out of the military, they have post-traumatic stress disorder. But we never measure post-traumatic stress disorder before they come in. I mean, we don't.
True.
I mean, Bob, who, honorable discharge, everything, Bob doesn't have it. But if Bob, when he was a kid, had say he had suffered through a terrible childhood, or he had seen a real terrible childhood, and he had problems with this. He could have enlisted, and he's already got a lot of post-traumatic stress. He could have been, his best friend's with him in a car, and he gets killed in a car wreck, something. But this really affected him. So he's already got, like, a 40% post-traumatic stress already.
Sure.
Then we put him in the military. Then we put him in combat. He gets another 20, this just sets him off. This is the concern of people. So the other concern, and this is what, you have kids?
Three.
How old are they?
7-year-old twins and a 4-year-old.
Okay, this is what you ought to be worrying about. It's called the draft.
I don't worry about that. We are going to encourage our kids to serve.
Well, that's good. Yeah. But I'm just saying it's for people that...
Oh, the general population.
The general population, because right now only 25% of those who apply to enlist in the military are taken. 75% don't make the cutting score. They can't pass the mental test, even though the Army has lowered its standards on that. They can't pass the physical part or drugs. So they're having a real problem. The Army's having a hell of a problem with their recruiting right now. Marine Corps, not so much, because we've got a lot smaller numbers than the Army needs. But here's the thing. When they stop being able to make their quotas, for new recruits, they're not going to have any choice. They're going to have to bring back the draft. So, and if you've got a kid that's 4 or 10, or even my grandson who's 11 or 12, I would think there could be, you could see, especially if there was some kind of national emergency of some kind, you can see that draft come back. I mean, people still sign up right now for the draft. You are by law have to sign up when you're age 18 if you're a male.
I wonder if that 25% that's actually able to enter a service, I wonder if there would be a difference if you looked at society at large, mm-hmm, compared to the folks that are applying, the volunteers. I sort of think that there's an indictment on our society in the way that we're raising kids, the way we're educating them, teaching them to make good and bad decisions. Is that 25% may apply no matter where you get your pool of people from?
It's still only going to be 25%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you have a draft, now we're talking about people that are enlisting. They walk up and say, I want to enlist.
Yeah.
With the draft, that opens up a few more million to it that that will pass, and you know that will be able to pass the test. They will be able; they're going to be physically fit enough to do it, and they're not going to have a drug background.
It might even be less than 25% that would be able to get in.
It may be, but you've got a much larger pool then. So if you've got 25% of a million. If you you come back and you get 25% or 15% of 10 million, see, you've got your money.
A lot of eligible bodies.
A lot of eligible people out there. And then if you open it up to women, too.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of decisions to be made. Yeah. We've done a great job turning our miracle over to our kids. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. Take a break here. I got, of course, Douglas Wright, attorney at law, who will be joining me after this, and we're talking about a number of different things to keep you out of jail. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot.
And the news from Town Hall, brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions bristles at suggestions that he lied about allegations of Russian contacts or collusion with the Trump campaign. Sessions has said previously that he was unaware of any such contacts, and today he's reiterating that before the House Judiciary Committee.
In all of my testimony, I can only do my best to answer your questions as I understand them and to the best of my memory. But I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied. That is a lie.
Sessions says he's always conducted himself honorably, consistent with the high standards and responsibilities of the Attorney General's office, an office that Sessions says he reveres. His wife is among those speaking out on behalf of Senate candidate Roy Moore, the target of sexual misconduct allegations that he steadfastly denies. Kayla Moore says the allegations are false, the product of what she's calling ugly politics.
I've been married to this man for 32 years. We've been together for 33 altogether. He has never one time lifted a finger to me.
Judge Moore's wife heard on WBMA-TV. Just a few minutes ago, House Speaker Paul Ryan said that Moore should step aside. The House Speaker saying the allegations against Moore are credible. In Iran, rescuers continue digging through the debris of buildings that have been leveled by that earthquake. It killed more than 530 people along Iran's border with Iraq. Thousands of people injured, 12,000 homes destroyed, with thousands of people left homeless in freezing temperatures. Stocks in the red on Wall Street. The Dow down 57 points. NASDAQ is off 19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's that time of year again when the days are shorter. So don't waste your precious daylight sifting through a sea of search results when looking for the right business software. Get home on time tonight with Capterra.com. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, you need software, and Capterra's got you covered. Search Capterra's 400 categories of software to discover the right tool for your business. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for. Plus, Capterra has thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. 2018 will be here before you know it, so make sure you've got the software your business needs today to help you do what you do better. Join the millions who use Capterra. That's CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
The UN's investigating whether North Korean soldiers violated the terms of the armistice that ended the Korean War by firing shots at one of their comrades as he fled to South Korea.
North Korean soldiers unleashed a volley of bullets as their colleague made a dash, first driving and then on foot, for the demarcation line with South Korea. The defector was hit several times and collapsed after he had crossed into the south. He's in a critical condition in hospital. It's the first time North Korea has fired shots into the South Korean side of the so-called joint security area separating the two countries in the demilitarized zone. That, says the UN, could mean a violation of the armistice deal that ended the Korean War.
That's the BBC's Mark Lone. Spain's defense minister says the government is analyzing who is behind a disinformation campaign targeting the region of Catalonia amid suspicions that Russia and Venezuela might be involved. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Newly recovered security camera footage from inside a Penn State fraternity house leads to additional charges against frat members.
Security video deleted after Tim Piazza died last February inside the Beta Theta Pi house at Penn State has been recovered, leading to additional charges against some frat members and 10 new defendants. The new footage from the basement shows that the 19-year-old pledge was given 18 drinks in less than an hour and a half before he suffered fatal injuries from a series of falls inside the house. His father, Jim Piazza, had this message for the frat members.
Justice needs to be served. It's time to man up, fellas, and be held accountable for your actions.
The most serious offenses include involuntary manslaughter and aggravated assault. I'm Tim McGuire.
More business for Boeing. The company has inked a $1.3 billion Ethiopian Airlines deal for 777 freighters. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 5 minutes and 30 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Things have changed down there. They have completely remodeled, but the customer service is still outstanding, and they still have that walk-in humidor, the best you're ever going to find in Northern California, maybe anywhere in California. I just really like it there, and Shelley is such a great person. She does a whole lot for our community and our veterans. So good morning. What's the weather look like, Bob?
Well, I want you to think about where were we about 1 month ago, weather-wise.
I tell you what, this is exactly where we were. This was Bob. I said, Bob, what's the weather forecast? And Bob goes, hot. And that was the weather forecast. Hot.
What a difference a few weeks makes. Mostly sunny skies, a high near 60 today. Enjoy the sunshine while it lasts, because rain will come tonight, early tomorrow morning, to be honest about it. Low will be around 46. Calm winds, definite chance of rain. Wednesday, we will have rain in the valley and a high near 52. That will continue through Thursday when it will taper off. Mostly sunny for Friday, Saturday, and then the clouds return on Sunday.
It's not going to rain on Sunday, though, right?
Says now, chance of rain, cloudy near high near 55.
That's okay. We're still having that tactical rifle climb. Yeah. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Currently in Reading, it's 46 degrees.
And it's a veteran-owned business from Anderson. They've won awards for hiring veterans, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Give them a call at 365-3793. They will provide the greatest propane service you're ever going to find out of Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, I'm here with Doug Wright, who just got pulled into the last 10 minutes as I went on about the draft. I'm just, it's going to come back. It's coming back. Okay, before we get into legal stuff, let's get into political stuff for a second.
More, it's more fun.
Judge Roy Moore, have you been following that at all down in Alabama?
Unfortunately, yes.
I know. You know, first of all, there's this, you know, Harvey Weinstein. Who gets? I mean, he's toast. He's finished. That's it. And then it just starts happening. And then Louis C.K., who I frankly don't like at all, for a variety of reasons. Never even I've listened to him one time. Said, he's finished.
Yeah, and he actually was the smartest of all of them because he admitted it.
He admitted it, but the way he admitted it. Lena, the lady that stars as the on Game of Thrones, who's been in so many movies, 300 and all these others, that plays the queen there, that is just ruthless. He came out and said, "Yeah, I did it," but it was kind of like, "Oh, but the girls admired me." Yeah. Oh, she came out, and the things she said about him were just, if I said just part of them, FCC license is just non-existent after that. But she just took him apart. I think her name's Lena Haired or something like that. Good actress. And so she just took him apart. But here's a guy that traps women in his apartment or places, and then he openly masturbates in front of them.
Yeah.
I mean, how sick is this?
Lena Headley.
Yeah. Headley, yeah. You know, I've thought about that. And every time that my wife thinks that I'm crazy, I'm going to say, at least I don't do that in front of you and make you watch it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's
it
like...
It could be worse.
I mean, when I see these things, and then you see these other guys, you know, 50 people accusing them, this and this. Now, President Bush, the elder, was accused of grabbing this girl's butt on, I mean, this is an adult.
Yeah.
On one of the shows, but he was in his wheelchair and you're kind of thinking, but it turns out that no, there's other people are making that same accusation.
Yeah, there was
guy.
Apparently there's a new accusation that one girl was a 16-year-old that he had groped.
Yeah.
You know, I have a very close friend in the industry down there, and he's an executive president of his company, and he said this is the tip of the iceberg. There's nobody that's going to go untouched on this.
Well, you know, and so see, we go back to the hypocrisy of Hollywood. Oh. Yeah. And the left. And we're going to get around to Roy Moore in a second here. But here these people are that, you know, they go after, for whatever reasons, you know, oh, my gosh, we are above that. We are above that down in Hollywood. And then when this thing started breaking, and you hear Ben Affleck knew about it, and Rose McGowan called him on it and said, I told you about this. When I told you, you said, oh, my gosh, is he still doing that? I told him he needs to stop it. So Ben Affleck knew about it.
Yeah.
Matt Damon knew about it. All these people came up. One of the guys that's in the Expendables, the former mixed martial artist, Terry Crews or something like that, he said, "Hey, I was groped by a guy."
Yeah.
You know, big in the production and all that. And I mean, and Terry Crews, I mean, this guy's huge. Yeah. I mean, to do that, you got to be, you know, you got to have a real sense of power that you can get away
You'll
with this.
You'll never work in this town again.
Well, and see, that's the thing is, and then they ask, well, why didn't you say something? And this one girl said, well, it's easy. Because she'd been a hairdresser, and who was it? Kevin Spacey was just sexually harassing her all the time. And she said, it's simple. I was a hairdresser. He was Kevin Spacey. They look at who brings in the most money. It's not me. I got fired.
Yeah. And that was the reality for those folks down there, is that if they did say anything, they were done. Even if it was true 100%.
What's his name now? Dustin Hoffman.
Yep.
80 years old. A girl that was, when they were filming something, I think was it Dustin Hoffman? Yeah, filming something. She was 16 or 17. She was an intern, and he was all over her the whole time.
Yeah.
Was it Dustin Hoffman? Who's the other guy? Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Hoffman was...
I think it was Hoffman. Yeah, it was him.
The concern I'm bringing up in my head, though, is that, yes, I know these things happened, and it's horrific, and the people need to be punished, but are we going to see a... overuse cry wolf that if you want to destroy a person, all you have to do is say something happened 50 years ago.
Well, now that leads us to this next part here.
Yeah.
Roy Moore, he against all odds, won the Republican nomination to run for Senate. Then the Washington or New York Times or Washington Post, Post. Okay. Yeah. Finds this girl that said when she was 14, he had called her up, and they were in a car together, and these things from 40 years ago. And he denies it. But since then.
There have been more accusations.
There's been five, including the latest one with Gloria Allred. Right then, yeah. Gloria Allred is a lawyer. She's a member of your profession.
Yeah, yes. She's our bright, shining beacon of a lawyer that we all...
All of a sudden, there's Gloria Allred in this woman who has said was a Trump voter, said that Moore tried to force her to have sex. And that just came out. So now we have five women that have accused him. Now, the first one, 40 years ago, I mean, she's 14.
Yeah, she was a Clinton supporter. Clinton supporter.
Yeah, she has been. You know, she's worked for the Democrats. I don't know about the other ones, but this latest one, maybe a bridge too far for Moore, even if it's not true.
And he hasn't helped himself because his denials aren't terribly convincing or compelling.
Well, I tell you who, Ann Myers, who I don't know if Ann listens to, so they've moved to Nevada to get out of California. Those are people that put their, you know, they said, you know what, I've had it, I'm out of here. And so she left. They come back every so often. And Ann said, you know, I listened to him, Roy Moore. She said, I don't believe him. Yeah. And she's a very, very conservative, you know, staunch conservative Republican. She says, I've listened to him. I'm not. You know, I don't believe him.
I don't either. Actually.
Wow. So
you know, he won't deny dating high school girls or certain things that he won't deny. You know, if you aren't doing these things, you categorically deny them across the board. Yeah. And continue to deny them. You don't.
Do you still beat your wife? I never beat my wife. Yeah. You know those questions you ask.
Of course.
But yeah. if he is not categorically denying, nope, I've never dated a high school girl unless I was in high school myself.
Yeah.
I've never dated this. I've never done this. You know, blah blah blah. But if he's not doing that, he needs to just say, hey, you know what? Just for the Republican Party, I'm not going to run.
Well, you know what's even interesting, more interesting in that situation is if you talk to the folks down in Alabama.
They believe him.
They believe him.
He could win.
He might very well win because they are very suspicious of any accusation.
Well, of the media. First of all, the media has gotten themselves into the point where, and we got to take a break, the media has gotten themselves to the point where I have an opinion show here. I come in, I ask you for facts. I ask guests to come in and tell me facts about probate and things like this. These are things of the law. But I also ask you for your opinion. My show is one of opinion. It's I will talk about the news. And a lot of times we'll just give you, Linda will read, these are things you need to know. Okay, Trump's visit to the Philippines. He's there. These are things he says. Now, then I will give my spin on what I think that means to me. But that's not news at that point. The newspapers and the TV and all these have come into the point where they want to be the news instead of report the news.
Yeah.
And it's scary. It's scary. And then now people don't trust the media. So when they see that, it's like, I don't believe it. I know Roland Moore. He ain't like that.
Yeah. Well, and you know,
and they may not talk like that. But, yeah.
It's an interesting thing because he's been in public life for so long and nothing has surfaced like this before.
Yeah. Why would it all of a sudden now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, another community organization that we've partnered up with. It's Cornerstone Community Bank. Their newest branch, of course, is at 1845 California Street, their original branch out there on East Cypress Avenue. But the one thing that they have in common is that they are populated by our own homegrown, hometown people that want to help you in the bank. Why don't you go on down there and see how Cornerstone Community Bank is moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Douglas Wright.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the River. Start your week outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Pigskin Party. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Hop on our tailgate buffet. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the River.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation. 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Bob. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's 45 degrees. It's going up to 60 today and then 46 tonight, plus all the rain and all these other things. Are your heaters working right? Are the filters clean from the summer? Well, why don't you call Martin and his people? Have them come over. They can look at any model or make of heating and cooling systems. This is who we use. This is who we recommend. They have been voted best in the North State, and it's a good reason why. They are the best in the North State. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. I'm here with Doug Wright, attorney at law. We were just talking about Roy Moore, who's probably toast at this point, because even if he gets elected, the Senate may not seat him.
Yeah.
And then they have to come back and appoint somebody. Trump said it could be Sessions. Sessions says, I don't want to be in the Senate, that kind of thing.
So. Yeah, there's going to be all kinds of political maneuvering, no doubt.
Yeah. Okay. Probate. Now, in reason I'm asking, this has come up. Is this a question about this? Okay. Okay, well, let's just have Henry on real quick. Henry, good morning.
Good morning. Are you Mr. Wright?
Good morning, Henry. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Say, I've got a thought on that. Now, I don't have any dog in that fight in Louisiana at all, but the fact remains that what would happen if somebody came up and said Carl Bach killed somebody 40 years ago, wouldn't it, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty?
In the criminal system, your comment is spot on. You are innocent until proven guilty, and it's the burden on the government to prove that you are guilty. Unfortunately, we're in the court of a political opinion, and you know people are going to accuse you of all kinds of unsavory things, and you seem to be guilty until you can really prove yourself less guilty.
Well, it seems to me like they ought to have some kind of documentation on that, you know, a witness or something.
Before they can make an allegation. But in some cases, especially sexual assault, it's usually just the one person.
Yeah, usually they're alone. And, you know, she did apparently have corroborating witnesses that she spoke with after the alleged event.
40 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, it's a question that I've kind of run through my mind, and it doesn't seem like it's quite the right way to do to ruin a man's reputation, and I don't know him. I mean, maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but...
Yeah, because how are you going to disprove it? I mean, you know, frankly, once that dog's in the fight, I mean, it's too late.
You're proving a negative.
You're trying to prove something that didn't happen, and you can't from 40 years ago. How do you prove things that you know didn't happen, but somebody's saying it, and people don't want you to be elected, so they are just going to just push this whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we ought to take a look at the Democratic Party and see what who put them up to it.
Well,
you know, I mean, this guy evidently has been in political life most of his life.
Yeah, this never came up.
Came up so far. You see, he evidently was a judge at one time. That didn't come up then. So why now?
Yeah, that's the argument on the other side is why now?
Because I'll tell you why. It's because he's reaching to that. He's reaching to the level because people will write off Alabama. They could care less. The liberals could care less about Alabama. Alabama could slide into the sea, and they don't care. But now he's going to become a senator. And that senator is a conservative guy that gives them the vote. And so what the Democrats are saying, do not come to Alabama. Just send money to the Democratic Party because the Republicans will kill off Roy Moore and anybody else, and we will pick up a Democrat seat here. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
It's never been to go after the Democratic Party for some kind of extortion or some such.
Well, then we'd have to start a long time ago for both sides. Anyway, thanks, Henry.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. Okay, going back to the probate side. I have a friend that her mother's really ill, and so she's heading back to another state. Her mom, who has also other sons and then a daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law, frankly, has been doing the heavy lifting, taking care of her, taking care of the father, taking care of her own parents and all this, and our friend's going back there to stay there during Thanksgiving to see her mom, and she hadn't been back in years. The daughter-in-law has locked up the house because her lawyer has said, once she's in that house, she can take possession of that house if she doesn't want to leave. I don't know if she can do that or not. Taking possession of the house. Or you can't let her stay there unless somebody else stays there with her from the other side of the family.
The daughter-in-law is saying that?
That's what her lawyer said.
Well, if it's a different state, so I don't know what the rules there would be. But in California, if you were going to do that, you were going to... So the daughter-in-law is keeping the mother...
No, keeping the
house property?
The house belongs to the mother and father.
Okay.
The daughter-in-law, who has been doing all the work and all that for years, so the woman's daughter who lives out here is going home to visit her because she's in bad shape. She was just going to stay in the house, her mom's house.
Okay.
And the lawyer for the daughter-in-law says, you can't let her just stay in there by herself. She can establish a claim or she can, you know, take things and all that kind of stuff. So she locked the house because I guess she's there, you know, got power of attorney and is keeping her out of the house.
Well, I think that she's not receiving proper advice.
Okay.
At least not in California. Because what she effectively is doing, even with power of attorney, she wouldn't have the legal ability to prevent people access. Only the owner would, unless the owner doesn't have capacity. And had appointed someone else in a conservatorship, possibly.
That could be because of the mother's in bad shape. She's been in the hospital.
So if the daughter-in-law is the conservator of the mother-in-law, your friend's mom, she could and would be obligated to make sure the property is preserved and taken care of.
Okay.
However, without the conservatorship,
She can't do that.
Can't do that.
Well, you know, but this what this brings up is, and I'm going to take an early break here, but what this brings up here is what happens when there's illness or death. Some of the strangest things happen.
In every case. There is nobody goes, nobody escapes the craziness that comes with death.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. And I want to talk about that because these are things you see all the time.
Yeah.
And how to protect yourself and your family, because the other thing was people not wanting other people to show up for funerals.
Yeah.
Oh, and I mean, maybe it's because I'm a little more aware since you've been on the show and kind of watching and hearing people talk about these things, but... we're here with Douglas Wright. We're going to come back and talk more about probate and those things that happen when there's deaths in the family. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. This is the only place you should go to buy your firearms. Great, great customer service. These guys know everything. They never talk down to people. It's locally owned, locally operated. They get veteran discounts. It's the best gunsmithing in town. And if you want a concealed carry course, Seth Stokes will teach. He teaches a real good course. That and Hunter Safety and others. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. They're open today through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue there. I tell you what, great guys there that give super haircuts. Man's Last Stronghold, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Over there, go see DC, Tim, or Logan. They're all great guys. Logan's dad calls in here a lot, Nick. Okay, I'm here with Douglas Wright, and we talked about when there's a death in the family, the craziness begins. Because people, like you said, mom and dad wants to do the right thing, and it backfires.
Yeah. So a lot of times what will happen, we see that mom and dad, with all the best intentions, will have two, three, four children. They'll put one child who they believe is responsible on their checking account or on the title to their home with them because they want to make sure that that property can transfer without going through probate or through the court or paying estate tax. They have all these ideas that they want to try to avoid.
Yeah.
Well, what happens, the consequence of doing that is upon their death, if they're in a joint tenancy, you know, in a home, mm-hmm. well, that one child receives full ownership.
Right.
And doesn't have to share it with siblings.
Either any of them.
Any of them.
That's right.
On a checking account. They don't have to share it with anybody. And even if they do, even if the child does say, you know what, I'm going to honor my parents' wishes, which happens, you know, majority of the time that happens, they want to share.
Yeah.
There's tax consequences because if it's parent-child transfer, you're within the single lane of the exemption for estate tax.
Ooh.
If it's sibling-sibling, you're in a different lane. So you're gifting then, which is subject to gift tax.
Oh.
So going from parent to child and then child to siblings is a bad move. for tax purposes.
So what should mom and dad do then? Just leave it to all of them? Have all four of them on it?
Well, ideally what they do is they have a trust. If they're a candidate for a trust, they have their property in trust, which then manages their property during their lifetime. So if they need to buy or sell or open new accounts, they can do that. And then a trustee would then, which is generally them, but if they can't manage their affairs, the trustee, usually a child, will come in and help them manage their business, essentially. Then upon their death, those assets transfer to whoever it is they've identified, typically children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as long as they're under the estate tax amount, which is $5.49 million per spouse currently, that property is going to transfer without any estate tax.
Well, that's
going to
be tight, that $5.4 million, because for me, you know. I was like, you know, it's close right now. I'm just kidding.
The good
of
thing is, so you can port that. So if you have a spouse who passes first, then you can port her.
What's port?
Meaning that you basically transfer her gifting amount to you. So you can then gift upon your death up to almost $11 million.
Okay, so if it ports to you, comes over to you, then you can have all of it and just say because of her, I can then hand all $11 million, almost $11 million to my kids.
Correct.
Boy, are they going to be happy when they get that 43 cents.
You'd be surprised how many people receive a bunch of money and then aren't happy because they want more.
Well, okay. So let's go back. Okay, so the trust, the living trust that you talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing, trust and living trust?
Yeah. Well, there's different forms of a trust, but generally what we would talk about
but
is
if you
trust.
Are, a couple and you have a home mm-hmm. and you have some money and you have cars and guns and jewelry and that kind of stuff, I mean, you're not rich, but you know, it adds up. So everybody should have a trust then.
Generally, if you own a home and it's worth more than $150,000, even if it's underwater, if it's worth more than $150,000, or you have an aggregate estate mm-hmm. worth more than $150,000, which most people do,
mm-hmm.
it's easy to get there. You need a vehicle to transfer that property upon your death. Without that vehicle, without the trust,
mm-hmm.
you could have a will, but you're going to be in probate court, which is the court proceeding that transfers your property upon your death. A will just tells the judge where you want your property to go and who's going to be in charge, and among other things. If you don't have a will, you're still in probate court. It just California law tells the judge where your property is going to go, which may end up...
Which you've already told in the will, though. I mean, you've already said in the will that
correct.
it can go where you want it to go to.
If you don't have a will, you're still in probate, but the judge determines by California law where it goes. So California has a statute that determines, you know, if no spouse, then kids. If no kids, then parents. If no parents, then siblings.
If you have a wife and kids,
it goes to them.
It goes to them. But it still goes through probate court.
It still goes through probate.
Does it cost you?
That's the most shocking part of any discussion about probate. I describe probate as hell. It's a hassle.
That's right. You said
it's expensive.
That,
It's lengthy. It's litigation. The expense part is what's shocking to people. You know, if you have a basic Shasta County estate. Oh, three-bedroom, two-bath home and a vehicle. No cash, no firearms, no art, nothing. Just a home and a car.
Right.
Three-bedroom, two-bath home worth $175,000. That's what it'll be appraised at, pretty standard.
Right.
You have a vehicle worth $25,000, so you have $200,000. They don't care that you owe $150,000 on the house and maybe $10,000 on the car. You have a $200,000 estate. By law, the attorney's fees are $7,000. By law, the administrator fees are $7,000. You're going to have your filing fees with the court, which are probably $1,250 to $1,600. You have your publication fee at the record search site, which is $500. You have your probate referee fee, which is probably $200 to $400. So you're looking at $15,000 to $20,000 just to get that very basic estate through probate. And you don't have an option. If you own a property and your name's on title and you die, the only way to transfer that property to somebody else is through probate, unless you have a trust.
Oh, your wife's name is on the property, too.
Correct. If you have a joint tenancy, then it transfers. But then at that point, the next step, so spouse receives it, then when they pass.
Right. So the best thing, then, is to get a trust.
Yeah.
And as you change things in your life, because I've had a trust before,
mm-hmm.
I need to do it again. We'll be down to see you soon. And because we need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're worth a lot of money, but we do have a home. We do have cars. We do have stuff.
Yeah.
And I do not want people having to pay, $20,000 on nothing. I mean, they weren't going to get that money.
Well, in the $200,000 state, it's very basic.
Yeah.
You're looking at, I mean, generally in a state, it'll be $300,000 to $500,000 pretty easily.
Because you're looking at the gross, not the net.
Correct.
Because if you have a house that's worth... like you say, it could be underwater. but it's a $350,000 house,
yeah,
and you could get $375,000 for it.
You have just enough equity to make it interesting, but you've got to pay most of that to get it through the courts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
or even it, like you said, it could be $350,000 and it's that you own it, it's worth $320,000. So if you're going to get that, you have to pay for a house that's underwater just to get that.
Yeah,
and you've got to come up with that money.
Yeah,
that's just crazy.
It pays at the end. So the in a probate, that's the attorneys get paid on the back end of the of and typically real estate will be sold. The states will be you have state auctions. So that's when the attorneys get paid.
Yeah, but that it gets paid. But if it's underwater, so who gets it first? The mortgage company?
Yeah, typically if a home's underwater, the family walks away.
Okay, so that's what happens. Sorry.
But in circumstances where there's enough equity, so
So now it's got $20,000 in equity.
Yeah, or 40.
So or 40.
You're going to pay 20 in fees and costs.
Yeah.
And you're going to get 20. So it's 20 grand is a chunk of change.
Yes.
It's worth your time.
But 40 is better though.
40 is a lot better.
40 is a lot better
because with
twice
a
as good.
With a trust, you don't have to go through court.
Don't have to do that.
You can sell it.
And how much does it cost to set up a trust?
We do for a full plan. We do it's $1,500 for a full plan.
Okay.
Plus costs of recording, which are $15 to $18 to $21 per deed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a much more cost effective manner, and it's much quicker. We can administer a trust in very quickly. A probate proceeding, it's minimum 7 months, quickest, just by the notice periods and the time frames for creditors. And
okay, you need to go over this again. Here's the question about a will versus a trust. You can have a will, but it could still go through probate.
Yeah, so
is that what you're saying?
Correct. So what happens is in that circumstance, you've created a plan. You have a trust.
Right.
You fund it. Your home's in trust. Your bank accounts are in trust. Everything that you have is in trust, right?
Right.
You're moving forward. Life's good.
Life's good.
You buy another home.
Buy another home.
A rental property.
Mm-hmm.
You tell escrow, put it in trust. Here's the information you need.
Yep.
They don't do it.
Oh.
The deed comes out of escrow in your name personally. You don't realize it.
Because it's a mistake.
Something happens.
Right.
Now you have an asset that's not in trust. It's got your name on it. The only way to transfer that property is through probate. So in an estate plan, we have what's called a pour-over will. So what that will does is the property goes through probate, but the trust is the beneficiary. So no matter what you own, if it has to go through probate, it effectively pours it into the trust. The trust receives the asset, and then that asset is then administered according to your wishes in your trust.
Okay, but if you have a will, though, but I think what I've heard earlier is you can have a will.
Yeah.
But it could still go through probate. Is that
if you have a will, it does go through probate.
Okay, that's what I mean. Actually, so the difference is, what about a will versus a trust is, your will is going to go through probate. Even if it's an ironclad will, it's still going to go through probate.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But a trust won't. So you're saving money on you could be saving lots of money by having a trust as opposed to a will.
Oh, you will save lots of money.
Okay.
And the efficiency for the family is a significant component as well.
We'll be down. After Thanksgiving, if I live that long.
Yeah. And keep in mind, when you go
on maybe if I have an identity by then.
when you're in probate, everything's public. Your debts, your assets, there's folks that go up there and mine those probate files for information, contacts or beneficiaries. Oh, we understand you're going to be coming into some money. Would you like to invest? We understand that you're going to be receiving the home. Would you like to sell it? So it's all public information, whereas with a trust, it's private. The only thing that is ever public is a document that we file with the county that says it's an affidavit that we say there's a death of a trustee.
Okay, so the person that called in with this question, I think that answers your question. I have a will. But it does nothing. But the things I have, like insurance, will go down. It doesn't go through probate. The insurance doesn't go through. The house doesn't go through. But anything else I have, the car, all that kind of stuff, because her name's not on it. It's just me.
It depends.
Okay.
So if it's non-real estate, less than $50,000, there's an affidavit, a document, 40 days past death. We fill it out. This is where there's a spouse. This is who would receive. The banks will take that document. DMV will take the document. Pretty easy process.
Okay.
If there's any real estate involved and your name's on it, then it will determine. It depends on whether we're in a small estate probate or full probate.
Yeah. I just think probate's it sounds to me like a nasty word. It sounds like, I just stepped in some probate.
It is.
Some probate came in and stole my wallet.
And it should, because it is nasty. It's not even in the most efficient cases. It's
something smelly you use to go fishing.
That's right. probate if you're in a bass, if you're one of the bass fishing competitions. Yes, I'm going out and I have probate to help me catch.
You know, some people want to be in probate. They want their family to go to probate because
they don't like them.
No, in part, but they know their kids fight, and they know that if they have a trust, they have to handle it on their own privately. And so they say, you know what, I'm going to have a will, and my will is going to put person A in charge, and they're not going to have a bond, and there's all these things that you want through the probate proceeding. The will direct the property in equal shares to their kids.
Yeah.
The judge signs off on the order. That's how the property gets distributed. What the judge says goes. There's no fighting about what the executor decides. There's no fighting about what the personal the administrator decides. It's what the court decides, and that's what people will do and say, you know what? It's worth the expense to me because
to have it in probate like that because you've got a bunch of kids that fight and you just know it's just going to be horrendous for the family. So hey, I'm going to send it to probate. This is what the judge says. He looks at my will and goes, okay, this is it.
Yeah,
no more fighting. This is it.
That's it.
And you don't like it?
Tough.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. You know what? This is really interesting for me. And the phones are just lighting up here. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Black Bear Diner. We're getting ready to have dinner with Bruce and Michelle Dean tomorrow night. And this was, you know, they were there at the Marine Corps Ball, too. And here's a business that started in Mount Shasta. It is headquartered right here in Redding and is now national. It's over 105 stores open right now. And Black Bear Diner does a tremendous amount of good for our community in a lot of ways. It's kind of quiet, but I tell you what, if you've got things that are going on, there's Black Bear Diners in there. They're helping. They're providing things. They're doing a lot of stuff. Not only that, but, okay, I realize everything's getting excited over there. The big thing is that you can go there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's huge servings. And we talk about that. You know, it's really big servings. He goes, yeah, but that's what people expect from Black Bear Diner. Mm-hmm. If you try to change, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So Black Bear Diner, that's where you go and feed your inner bear. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Don't miss it. The Redding Gun Show this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Redding Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
Hi, I'm Brian Martin, General Manager at River Commons Senior Living, formerly known as River Oaks Retirement Community. A new name, but the same caring staff, engaged residents, and beautiful community with a new family-run ownership. The goal of the new owners is to carry on the philosophy of always doing the right thing and creating an engaged and caring environment for both the residents and the staff, while preserving the distinguished designation of best retirement community in the North State 7 years in a row. River Commons is a warm, relaxed, carefree environment where the freedoms from daily chores allows you the opportunity to enjoy companionship and time for the things you enjoy the most. Call today for a tour or lunch and a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Oh.
A brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for 2 weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family, with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I've seen her in a smoke-filled room.
That's not where I met Linda, though. That's where I met Bob.
There's nobody smoking backstage.
Yeah, 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 14th of November. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And guess what, people? It's getting to be Christmas time. Why don't you go down there, find that bauble, find that diamond, find that bracelet, find what you really want. You're not going to find better prices or more honest people than at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only watch repairman in town, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Coach Bob.
Hi, good morning. I'm going to apologize in advance if you've already talked about this because I just tuned in. And if it's slightly off subject, again, I apologize. But I'd like to know if regarding how you hold property as far as it pertains to should somebody pass away, for example, joint tenancy to tenants in common. I've had the issue come up, and I've had it bite me. And a lot of people don't understand that. And I don't know how that applies to trusts and whatnot. I've been involved with those, too.
Okay, so you're talking about real property, real estate.
Your home, yeah.
Correct. So a joint tenancy is two or more people that are going to have ownership of that property. If they are correct. Owning it as joint tenants, and generally just joint tenants, very basic, because sometimes it's joint tenants with rights of survivorship, sometimes it's husband and wife as joint tenants. Upon the death of one tenant, the interest transfers to the remaining tenant or tenants. Right. So there's no probate. And the other method of holding property is tenants in common. You essentially own your percent, 50% if there's two, sometimes
right.
One-third, third. That is divisible. What that means is you can have your will or your trust. Your will can direct your third of that property to someone else. Your trust can hold that one-third interest in your trust. And then that property would transfer either through probate via the will, or that one-third interest would transfer through distribution in a trust. Generally, if you have, depends on what you want is the outcome. That's how you want to look at how you hold title. If you have business partners and you don't want your business partners to own the balance of the building that you own with them, then you would be tenants in common. If you own a building with your spouse, you'd want to have it in joint tenancy. Typically, the title now in California is husband and wife as community property with rights of survivorship. Same concept. It's a joint tenancy situation where the spouse would then receive. Really what you want, though, is you want that interest to be held in a trust because that method of transfer would be significantly easier upon death than going through probate.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no doubt.
And let me say this about Doug is and I'm going to throw things out there for Doug. If you've got specific questions, Doug's more than happy to talk to you about things because, just like you hear now, Coach Bob, and what you're hearing is what you get because he's more than willing to talk if people have a specific question. But sometimes it gets, yours is a general question. But if somebody have specific questions on this kind of stuff, we're going to, make sure everybody has Doug's phone number here before we leave.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
My main thrust of concern is that, like you and Linda, Carl.
Yeah.
You're not on your first marriage to one another, and you have family on opposite sides. Tenants in common protects your side. Tenants in common protects her side. Joint tenancy doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, and I understand. Yeah, and that's why I'm going to go to Doug after we get back from Thanksgiving, and hopefully live through Thanksgiving.
Well,
and get this trust set up because this is like one of those bad movies where you go, I'm going to as soon as I get back from this mission. I'm going to do this. Anyway, but because it just makes sense, and he's talked about it now several times, but it just, for some reason, I think it just kind of like hammered in today.
Well, and marriages later in life bring up other interesting issues because what you may have as ownership, you may think is you're set up right, but what you have is separate property legally in California. You have community property, separate property. Well, if you don't have a will, separate property is then very well likely to go, depending on the number of kids you have, to your spouse, which you had no intention of giving that part to, and then your kids would receive two-thirds or a half, depending on the number of kids. There's all kinds of undesirable outcomes that can come about.
Well, you know what that is, you know, somebody that marries later in life, you know, that the mom, you know, say mom passes away and dad gets married a couple years later, but then he passes away. Now, all that stuff would go to his wife unless there is something specifically in the trust or will, right?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you write it and say, you know what, I want you to have your mom's jewelry.
Yeah. So let's say, for example, husband inherits mom and dad's home. Okay. Husband and wife marry later in life. Husband inherits mom and dad's home. That's separate property. Inheritance is separate property. He never does anything to change it, so it's his name's as a his married man, sole separate property. He passes without a will. He's got one child of his own. Wife has three kids of her own coming into the marriage. In order to transfer that, what will happen with that property, mom and dad's home that's in his name, wife is going to get half interest in that property. His child is going to get one half interest in that property. So now wife can then transfer her half interest to her three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So now grandma and grandpa's home, which is owned by their grandchild, one half, is now has three co-tenants received from their mom.
Yeah.
Which it's, you know.
Yeah, it can be a mess.
It's a
Well, hey, Coach Bob, did that answer your question?
I guess so.
He took off.
Can I share a rather extreme example of how this stuff can go sideways? My mother, short version, my mother divorced my birth father when I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequently, I was adopted by my stepfather. Later on, my birth father and I rekindled a relationship. We were on very close terms. He married again, and it ended very, very badly. And he contracted cancer and died very, very quickly. His will was no longer valid, so he died intestate.
Yep.
His wishes were, and had been stated many times, that I would, and it's this is definitely not about the money. It's about the how bad things can go wrong. I was to be part of his bequeath. But because of the rules of the state of Oregon, I didn't exist. And lacking other documentation, I didn't exist.
Yeah, so in that circumstance, I don't know what the Oregon rules are, but I would assume that because of the adoption, his parental rights were likely terminated.
Yes.
Right? So at that point, then you no longer are his natural child, technically. I'm assuming that's what the rules are.
Yeah.
So then you would not, under the rules of intestate succession, which is passing without a will, you would no longer be eligible to receive. If you remained a natural child and there was no adoption, then you would have received something by virtue of...
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, it's gotten to be...
It was a lesson in how vicious people get about
this. Well, no, but see, and that's what we're talking about at death, because people act differently. I've seen people that were very friendly to other people turn on them. And it's really interesting how that happens, because is there guilt there from the people that turn because, you know, perhaps they didn't, you know, now they're sad that somebody's passed and they didn't do enough, and are they angry because one person was remembered in the will, and it's, oh, no, we don't want you there, you know. I mean, but you're right. The only thing really can keep you from going is, you know, family member is a restraining order. How families turn on each other like that.
Oh, and you...
It's just, I mean, and... You just want to go up and smack people.
It's disheartening to see how many people are dressed as doves but actually vultures waiting for someone to die.
Well, that's the other thing because, you know, listening to you and listening to other people, when somebody dies, people change during that, especially if there's something to be gained instead of being a family.
Within moments.
Within moments.
Yeah.
And you've seen this so many times.
Oh, and not every circumstance, but close.
Yeah. Okay. We got like 1 minute left.
So I say I can always serve as an extreme example.
Well, you can, but I'm just talking about other people that just go, oh my God.
Well, what,
you know, and then it's just like, because brothers and sisters, cousins, my gosh.
Well, what Bob just described is not uncommon.
No. That's
I'm
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, if you've learned nothing else today, It's that Roy Moore is toast, and that down in Alabama. And, what about transfer upon death documents? What are the options available?
TOD or vehicles, transfer on death or vehicles that allow you to transfer an asset without going through probate. Checking account with a TOD, savings account, TOD, money market, TOD, life insurance with beneficiary designations, retirement accounts with beneficiary designations, all transfer on death provisions.
And if you got a, and if you have a more specific question, you can call Doug at
530-243-6000.
There you go.
Or go to our website, douglasrightlaw.com.
Goodbye. Stop. See where he's at. Oh, yeah. You're over there now. We're off of Court Street.
Yeah, 1901 Court.
Right there where the Quiso used to be.
Yeah.
I pass by there all the time. I just have to come by and paper your trees in front of you.
see our nice big blue sign out there.
Big blue sign.
Yeah. My friend Joan and Leslie just came by and saw me.
Hello, Joan and Leslie. Thanks for listening. Okay. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot. This was a very interesting show. You ought to hook this one, the last part of this one, to your website, because there's a lot of good questions for people on this, too. Hey, tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basinka will be here with me, and he will, of course, harass me, and you can hear him harass me, and me have to take it because of my wallet situation. Anyway, everybody have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Go see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he does not recall a conversation with a Trump campaign aide who reportedly pitched a meeting between the president and Vladimir Putin.
Sessions says he only knows about a meeting with George Papadopoulos from what he's read in transcripts.
And I would gladly have reported it had I remembered it, because I pushed back against his suggestion that I thought may have been improper.
Sessions says it's not unusual he wouldn't remember a campaign meeting that occurred 18 months before the election.
It was a brilliant campaign, I think.